Lilalele kuhlelo vikela abantwana vikela ikusasa. Lumbiko luwethulelwe lugatsha olubona ngemisebenzi lenhlalo hleka Zulu leUNICEF. Isekelwa ngemali ye Child Protection Fund phansi komkankaso we Live Well Zimbabwe campaign. Vikela abantwana vikela ikusasa.
Salibonani Makhadini. Hope you well and hope you're great and hope you're amazing wherever you are finding us today. Donzi kumbi mshamari wenyu. I am with Google. I am with Leo. And we have Hilary Netekwa from Childline Zimbabwe. Today's episode, I feel like it's at the cornerstone of what happens within society. Please, 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 please give me and share more on what's your take and what's your thoughts on this one. Saka, tiri mudariro tiri kuti nasi, episode yedu iri kuti health and safety at home with a focus on GBV. Pabati si say, the focus is on GBV, right? Currently, the rates of GBV are rising ever since COVID-19 pandemic. Yakatanga. Mubunzo wangu wekutanga, Gugu and Leo, is what is GBV and in your own understanding? Makambo rinzwa ere is that not GBV? Zino revi, ucho wanga kukorunyo nge GBV?
Mina iGBV nyubonu ngani udlamela kumbe ukuhlukuluzana okwenza omama labobaba abathatheneyo ezindlini.
Alright, Leo, uri kuthi kudi?
GBV. I think zvine kuyendrana ne status. Let's say kuti are you male or are you female? Ndoma understandiro angu panyadze GBV.
Ndoma understandiro angu panyadze GBV.
Yes.
Hazina hazo kuhipa. Zwakana kira nasi, tina mazgoko tavedu, who will break it down for us, who will help us, give us a better understanding. And as Gugu had mentioned, kuti, GBV, it's violence against male and female, those who are already in a marital position. We will have a conversation with Hilary, and he will let us know what is what. Anzwa zvanga zvichaugwa, anzwa zvanga zvichirehwa. Saka tiri kuda kunzwisisa, Hilary, what is GBV and what does it mean for the everyday person, and what is it in the best way possible for us to better understand?
Thank you, Kumbi. Thank you, Gugu. And
Leo.
They both defined GBV in their understanding, which was really well. GBV, defined from the UNHCR, they say gender-based violence refers to harmful acts directed at an individual based on their gender. Mm. So like what Kubu said, either you're male or female. Mm. It is rooted in gender inequality, the abuse of power, and harmful norms. So GBV means gender-based violence. GBV is a serious violation of human rights and a life-threatening health and protection issue. So that's gender-based violence defined. Yeah, doesn't matter if you're male or you're female, you both face GBV in different circumstances.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So regards to GBV, right? Saka ma perpetrators, in these perpetrators, it can either be either or any sex, or GBV inotanga nekuti murume ndiye arova mukadzi kana kuti mukadzi ndiye ashungurudza murume, murupa onoze Leo.
So GBV can go both ways, to be honest. Muruma garo ane mukadzi, that's GBV. Mukadzi akarova murume, that's GBV, because you're being violent against one another. So like, back to our definition, it really depends, it really factors around the inequality between the two, the male and the female. So the one who's oppressed is the one facing the gender-based violence.
All right, saka Leo, kana kuku uda kuti kudi?
Nikanyeli ndaba le GBV kumbi iyangibamba la kanye yanhlekisa. Thina nxa elizweni lelisikhangela indaba ye GBV sibona ngani thina bafazi ithe sihlukuluzwayo. GBV yetu.
Yeah.
Sisuka kuba November 16 days of what of activism. Sisita abafazi bayenzani bayahlukuluzwa. Kodwa bakhona amadoda abacha ngabafazi. Amadoda engahamba siya reporter emapoliseni. Amapolisa ayahleka. Ethu indoda enjani echa umfazi.
Morongo zinzira mega guys. Muitikiro we GBV, currently our best understanding in the societies that we stay in, and as far as Gugu actually has put it clear, is kajinji kacho. GBV ino wanzo verengewa kunzi inoitika kubakazi. And kana uri murume ukazenge uri on the other, on the receiving end, abatukuta ora physical abuse. Kange uri on the receiving end, ukaenda kumapurisa, dzitori nyaya dzavanenge vachitoseka nazo, dzavanenge vachitoti kuiwo ungazenge uri mupesi uchirohwa nemukadzi, chinofamba sei.
So yes, what happens is that when GBV does take place, be it sexual, physical, or emotional, women feel comfortable to report, right? Which is okay. For men, and don't get me wrong, we still put ourselves in that bubble that we're the head of the house, I'm the man of the house, I'm the lion, I cannot be, I can't be tamed by my wife, etc, etc. But we're telling you, okay, waroa, don't die in silence. You know, break the silence, go and report. Yes, you might get to the police, something might not settle down with you, but try, just keep on pushing. Because honestly, men are dying in silence. We've heard so many stories. Like this year, it's been mad, honestly. We've heard people who've taken their own lives, who are men, who are dying in silence. So thank God we've got other organizations who actually call in men. Yes, there are a few, but they are there who are saying, come, let's talk about your mental health, your physical status, your mental ability or whatever, to talk about what's going on in your marriages. So GBV, yes, we do advocate as much for women because they speak out. But then we're telling the men, guys, let's go, let's do this together, because they're also facing twice as much GBV as the women as well.
You talked about reporting. Gugu mentioned something about reporting to the police. You touched about the organizations that you can also report to, that you can get assistance from. Which are these organizations, right, where an individual can actually get assisted? Because mukunzwisisa kwangu munhu anogona kuti alright anoreporta zvake mapurisa, but pamwe nechemumweya make kana munjere make, in his mind he still needs counseling of some sort, kana ada kubetsegwa of some sort in so many more ways. Which are these organizations where somebody can actually go, despite a child, despite mobereki, I don't know. And GBV, as far as it goes, does it affect children? People that are married?
It affects everyone.
All right.
It affects everyone because if you go back to, I think it's coming to an end. There's a project that was called Spotlight by the UN. It was saying to eliminate gender-based violence against women and girls. So it also does affect people younger than women and men.
All right.
But we see it mostly in married couples because we spend most of the time together.
All right.
Compared to little kids.
So, regards to the other organizations, which are those other organizations that somebody can actually go and actually get assistance? There are people organizations, because I think it's what cost you at this. Ubaru lege giti song, what is it was, what is my story, unnato, umbe nasfunu, unnatiso, what is seeing happy. Uma organization app ukuthi sithole usizo olunjani. Which are these organizations, and what kind of help can we get when we get to these organizations?
Okay. In as much as we are called Childline, we don't turn a deaf ear to people who want to report gender-based violence, no matter what age you are. Call in 116.
All right.
Your call will be transferred to a social worker who take your case and will help you. We also have organizations like Musasa. There's I think Pamvuri for men. It's a new organization, but doing quite well as well. You've got the police. They should be your first two. Like, go first to the police. Go to the police and ask to go to the VFU, the victim friendly unit, and they'll help you and they'll really give you what you need there.
wanga uri mufaro kunge chinewe mtereri begu injabulo kakhulu kuti sibesilawo mlaleli on this yet topic a topic to my heart really HPV where we had Hillary, we had Leo, we had Gugu, and I, Kumbi, breaking it all down for you to give a better understanding and for everybody to be actually knowledgeable and understand that a better society needs all of us working together. More love, but also importantly, respect towards each other and understanding that rudo arurovi. Let's avoid GBV. Let's treat each other in the best way possible. Chakadaro, and on those words, guys, I say, lisa legale, masara zwakanaka. Goodbye.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kuhlelo. Vikela abantwana, vikela ikusasa. Lumbiko luwethulelwe lugatsha olubona ngemisebenzi lenhlalonhle kaZulu leUNICEF. Isekelwa ngemali yeChild Protection Fund, phansi komkankaso weLivo Zimbabwe campaign. Asihlanganeni njalo.